Thanks the speaker for thanks the organizer for inviting me to speak. This is the ongoing work with Gadadhar Mishra and Mihai Putinar. So I start with a Hilbert module which consists of holomorphic functions, which is a module over the polynomial ring. Here I denote Mi is the multiplication by the coordinate function Zi, and denotes the m-tuple of adjoint of multiplication operator. We know for this thing, as Douglas was saying, that for modules which are belongs to the B1 omega class, if we look at the kernel of this thing, which is the joint kernel, this dimension is 1, and one can look at which gives us a vector bundle Hermitian holomorphic vector bundle over omega, and one shows that any two module in this class are unitary equivalent. So this is a theorem due to Kamen and Douglas. If and only if these bundles are unitary equivalent as Hermitian holomorphic vector bundle. Now, what we start working with, there are very natural examples of submodules of this class which doesn't belong to the B1 of omega class. For example, so first give me some examples like H2D2 or DM, Bergman space on DM. All these belongs to the B1 of omega class. We look at a very simple example which is given by H2D2, which is F this. If we localize this thing, we can look at the dimension of the kernel, which is the localization dimension, which is 1 if W is not equals to 0 and is 2. So then it is no longer giving us a vector bundle over all of D2. Now what one can do is that delete the point origin from D2, and one still get a vector bundle over D2 minus 0, and calculates the invariance from the corresponding bundle for the invariance of this kind of module. But even a single point deletion, the calculation becomes very cumbersome to calculation of invariance. So what we want to do is to do some work so that we can keep the point 0 and can get some invariance out of this. So we specifically look at Hilbert modules over the polynomial ring with the assumption just the dimension of this kernel is finite for all points in the omega, but this is no longer constant. And we want to look at such kind of Hilbert modules. Now, one can see that if I just look at a Hilbert module, which is a polynomial, I is a polynomial ideal in this thing, then if I is singly generated, then this M belongs to B1 of omega, and if finitely generated, then M belongs to where X is the common zero set or the zero set of the ideal. Now, here however, they are singly generated means there exists a polynomial, so it has also a zero set, but still for the fact that reproducing kernel can factor in terms of the generator, one can get this as in the kernel, and the kernel dimension remain constant for all omega, and this becomes then the section of the bundle. So we want to follow this kind of decomposition, if not all over omega, then at least locally for each point, and we want to get a bundle construction out of that. So how we start to So, very simple mindedly, we construct a sheaf SM whose stalks are given by stalks at W are given by this, where Fi are from the Hilbert space and Gi's are holomorphic in a neighborhood of W. We then shows that this SM is actually a coherent analytic sheaf, and this proof uses just the Noether's stabilization lemma. Now, what we do with these coherent analytic sheaves is that we can choose a set of generators at each point. So, we choose, suppose G1 naught to GD naught forms a minimal set of generators, and we then see the reproducing kernel can be decomposed in terms of these generators. So let me go to the So what we say is, so what we said that each point we assume that these gi naughts, are mini, each point I first let us fix a point w naught and then say that these gi naughts are a minimal set of generators for this SMW naught. Then one can show that for w naught there exists a open set, there exists a neighborhood omega naught such that k dot w can be decomposed in terms of the generator with the coefficient functions then belongs to the Hilbert space M itself. And so what one shows that each k dot w can be decomposed in terms of the generator. Now one can easily decompose the reproducing kernel in terms of the generator, but the main fact here is to show that k1 w to kd w, these are actually functions from that open that neighborhood to the Hilbert space, and in this proof we don't need those g1 to gd to be minimal. We just use a theorem which says if we have a analytic subsheaf of the sheaf and it is finitely generated, then this every function of it in a small enough neighborhood can be decomposed in terms of its generators in a suitable chosen coordinate. And on that coordinate it satisfies certain norm estimate. So we use those norm estimate to get actually these functions in the Hilbert space. And then one can easily show using the minimality, actually one do using this property that OW naught is local ring and we have Nakayama's lemma there. So these two are main ingredients to show that the vectors we get in a small enough neighborhood can be chosen to be independent. And at the point W naught, this KIW naught are actually uniquely determined. So once we choose the G1 to GD as the generator, then KIW naughts are uniquely determined. Also the span of this KIW naught vectors are actually independent of choosing the generators. Now one asks that how does it related to the operator itself. So one sees that these vectors are actually belongs to the kernel, meaning MJW star satisfies this thing for all ij. So one from here can construct on this omega naught, can give this span of KIWs such that, and this gives me a vector bundle of rank D over the space omega naught. However, when we decompose the reproducing kernel, the decomposition is not unique. This decomposition is not unique, so we can't say at the point W naught this span is uniquely determined, But in a neighborhood, we can't say what is actually. So there should be some process by which we can choose this vector bundle and this section canonically. Before come to this part, I just want to mention that since this span, this thing is a sub of this kernel dm minus w star, an automatic inequality we get is greater equal to the number of minimal generators. So the from previous this statement that this is a sub of kernel this, we immediately get this inequality. Now one can ask that when this inequality holds. Actually, there are subspaces for which the kernel dimension can be infinite. So for them one can easily see that there is no such equality holds. But I don't know when the kernel dimension is finite, how one can give an example. It might be the same example of L to A of omega, because it has invariant subspaces of arbitrary finite arbitrary codimension. Sorry, so it has invariant subspaces of arbitrary codimension, which is actually the dimension of the kernel. We rather look into the examples where actually this equality holds. For this, we define what is an analytic Hilbert module. This thing was defined by Chen and Guo. This is nothing but just the example that it possesses a reproducing kernel and the polynomial ring is dense. However, this condition is written wrongly here. We know that P going to PW gives a homomorphism of now if this extends to M as a bounded linear functional, then W is called a virtual point. Now, as it possesses a reproducing kernel, already the set of virtual points for the module contains omega. So the third assumption here is just that this virtual points is actually omega. So for this set of analytic Hilbert modules, one then shows that for analytic Hilbert modules and its submodules, which arises as a closure of polynomial ideal, the equality holds. And now why we are looking at this set of modules is that Duan-Guo proved a part of conjecture made by Douglas Mishra Varughese that the dimension of the kernel for a closure of an ideal is actually this. So they proved that if W naught is a smooth point, then this equality holds. And one can easily derive it from the equality we get, because this SMW naught, which by a change of variable can be shown that it is actually generated by coordinate function Z1 to ZR, where R is the codimension of the variety of the ideal. And since these are minimal, so the number then is, and in this category of modules, the quotient of the stock and the dimension of the kernel matches. So this equality follows. There are other there are very important examples one can cook up with a module which are privileged with respect to Bergmann space, and one can show that in proving this thing actually one do where this is the maximal ideal in CZ1. So basically one needs to prove the inequality is that here MO0 is the maximal ideal in the local ring OW0. So one needs to prove that this map is 1-1, and to prove that, this is basically a division problem which shows that if we have a function in the module which vanishes at 0, and if we can write it as fi, where fi's are on the holomorphic on omega, then whether one can choose these fi belongs to M. And this is the thing actually we also showed here, that for certain class is for privileged Hilbert module, if there exist such FIs, then there will exist FIs in the original module itself. And from there one shows that so already there exists a ship model by Eschmeyer and Putinar. For this class of Hilbert modules, one then shows that ship model and the ship we constructed actually matches. So I end this story here, but I again go back to the part where we have a so the main problem was to choose canonically this thing, and from Curto-Salinas one then able to show that if for modules where the equality holds means the dimension of the kernel is actually this, then one can get a canonical decomposition, and that decomposition will give us a vector bundle which will be invariant. So let me do this quickly. However, one cannot just forget this equality part, and Curto-Salinas thing can be applied to a much more general thing. So I just show these slides, that suppose P0 is an orthogonal projection onto range of dm minus w star, then via then looking at this operator dm minus w star, one can look at its polar decomposition, and from there one can construct an operator RMW which has the property, the analog of semifreedomness, so I am looking at W naught, in semifreedomness in multivariable, and one also construct this operator on a neighborhood of W naught it is on a neighborhood of W naught with a radius now one can show that range of this thing is actually the range the kernel of this operator P naught dm minus W star. So it then automatically gives a bundle over the that small W naught, and one proves that two Hilbert modules, I didn't define the class B1 omega, it is just that the kernel dimension is finite, are isomorphic, then the corresponding holomorphic Hermitian vector bundles defined by these are on omega naught are equivalent. And we do these calculations of bundles for this class of Hilbert modules where the reproducing kernel is given by this, and we are looking at a submodule of a H lambda mu D2 which vanishes at zero. So this has the property that it jumps to two dimension at origin. So our theorem says that you can get a neighborhood where you will get a rank 2 Hermitian holomorphic vector bundle which will be invariant for the module. The normalized metric is then given by this, and the curvature at 0 is a 4 by 4 matrix with these as the entries. Now any two things are equivalent, so what we do is that we take another lambda prime mu prime and say any two things, any two modules are equivalent if and only if the corresponding bundles are equivalent. So curvature at zero then are unitary equivalence, but since this is nilpotent, so the unitary equivalent on this thing can be at most a scalar times identity, and via this and looking at this thing one then shows that they can only be equal if and only if lambda is lambda prime and mu is mu prime. That's all.